Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. And I'm feeling good.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We hope you're having a fantastic Jeff Passan day. Yankees going for the sweep in the trop. Jake, how are you?
James. Zach, everyone in the chat right now. Oh, y'all beautiful people. It's a new day.
Tied for first. No longer not. Whatever. Not tied for first. So that's the good stuff.
What was that?
It's a new day. The Yankees are tied for first. Unless you're going to be like a weirdo who doesn't go by the loss column. Yanks are tied first. They're tied with the Red Sox right now.
And the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Red Sox have two wins. Two more wins.
Yankees haven't gotten a chance to win two more. Loss column rules.
O'Doyle rules. And O'Doyle also got what he was coming back. What's going on, everybody? The Yanks. Garrett Cole last night. I mean, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Best chance of getting a hit was trying to hit catwalk. Ridiculous.
Fucking catwalk, dude. The first dumbest, batter hits the catwalk.
Arguably the dumbest thing in sports.
I haven't looked at the lineup yet today.
Oh.
So whenever I sit down to do the pregame show and then I'm like, oh, I haven't looked yet, I try to hide my eyes from all the screens and Twitter so I can give everyone my genuine reaction. I haven't. Tell you what, Jake, I haven't thought about the lineup today.
You've been out. It's, I mean, I have only seen two things from the internet.
Okay.
On the lineup.
Yep.
The one thing I can tell you, and it doesn't give anything away, is no Hicks.
Okay.
The other is going to be a surprise of sorts.
DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing second base. Stanton batting second. DHing. Judge batting third in right field. Urshela cleaning up and playing short. Gary Sanchez behind the dish. Mike Ford playing first base. Hitting lefty. Clint Frazier behind Tim. Andujar is back up.
And playing third with Urshela at short.
And Brett Gardner in center field.
Mm-hmm, Jim.
Who'd they send down?
Welcome to the pants party. Gleyber went to the COVID IL.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't care. They've won the series in Tampa. I mean, I care about Gleyber. I hope he's not, hope it's asymptomatic or whatever the fuck you say and feels better. We knew that yesterday, so.
Instant reaction. Ba-da-da-da. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Instant reaction before we get into full reactions?
They kept Ford on the roster because Voit wasn't going to play every single day, and they wanted a backup first baseman. And Voit's not going to play every single day. They're going to ease him into it. And
at the trop.
At the trop as well. So whatever. So Ford gets in there. And then, I hope Gleyber is okay. And, like, he doesn't, like, get incredibly sick and lose strength and have to, like, bounce back. Or I hope it's a minor setback. I don't know if he's...
Yeah, so I think what they've reported is of the 8 Yankees cases, 7 are asymptomatic. So they're still testing, and who really knows anything on it. But, yeah, so a bummer, especially because, you know, we had a lot of talk about Gleyber figuring it out offensively, defensively. He was leading shortstops in defensive war. Do with that what you want. But it had been a better product lately out of him. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be something to track going forward because I'm sure they have rules about it. Like, you know, if he tests negative, he'll probably have to test negative for a couple days or something. Who knows? It's like 5 straight tests or something. Don't know the rules on it. But, yeah, I mean, left side of the infield, Urshela, Andujar.
I am surprised they would do that and not do Wade at short and Urshela at third. Because Tyone's...
Two things.
What's that?
Dick Mountain on the mound.
Yeah.
Tough lefty. And we're raising the Rays, finally. After 2 years of shit, we are raising the Rays. How many times have we hopped on this podcast in the past couple years and said, what team is the Rays putting out there today? Just to screw with us? Who's hitting where? That guy's playing that position? We have finally found our lane of raising the Rays.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all out of necessity, it seems, more than strategy.
I mean, you know, Ford playing today isn't a necessity. Like, you know, the Yankees are saying, we did our job. Here's this shit salad. Hope you don't lose.
You could put DJ at first and move Wade to second. But that'd be so weird because you wouldn't do that. You'd play Wade at short, and then who would you move to second? And do hard. Why didn't they just do... Yeah, whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done this because I would have prioritized having good defense behind Tyone than having good bats for Tyone. Mm. They've won the series already. The pitchers are rolling. And I think, like, if Tyone shoves and there's no errors made behind him, that's a better feeling getting out of here than a sloppy game. And with Andujar at third and Gio at short, that's a sloppier situation. I mean, the whole left side here is guys playing out of position. Andujar's not a third baseman, Clint's not an outfielder, and Gio's not a shortstop. Mm. So that's kind Hello. Of a weird left side of the field for the Yankees.
Yeah, the counter to that would be is the Rays suck.
They're so bad.
They can't hit right now. I mean, Tyone's looking at 9Ks minimum. These Rays are so shook right now. I mean, right now it's Arozarena, Meadows, and Lau. And they're not hitting. I mean, those are the guys. Joey Wendell normally gives you a tough at-bat. He's been looking pretty bleh. You know, we already saw the Zunino solo shot this series. It's weird times in Tampa. I mean, they've got the injury bug, sure, but, I mean, most of that is their pitching. G-Man, Kiermaier, yeah, you see those guys in the lineup for them, but I think we're going to see a trade coming from this Rays team soon because they are a shell of themselves, and they still have a lot of pitching depth. They're showing it right now. You know, the Yankees still haven't blown the cover off the ball this series. They've just been pitching against whoever these Rays are.
The Rays' biggest threat right now is that their lineup goes righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty.
In their lineup, so we like looking at fan graphs. From time to time, shows pitchers' usage. It also has something interesting. It has a power ranking.
Do you use fan graphs during the pregame show?
I use all of them. Baseball reference, fan graphs. I have them open, babe. I work for the people, Jeff Passanday. They have a column that's power rank, and it shows overall on the season and last 7 days.
Power.
Over the last 7 days, they only have one hitter who's a top 200 hitter in baseball.
Ooh, that's brutal.
And that's Mike Zunino coming in at 121. This is how bad they've been for the past week.
You thought the first part of your sentence was the dagger.
No.
And that was unsheathing the sword. And then you said, oh, and that player is hitting 120. And that was you stabbing the sword into the Rays.
Twist.
Yeah.
Did it kill you? Oops. They're pathetic right now. I was hot on this Rays team to start the season. I think next time we do see them, they will look like a different team because there's only so long you can roll this out there. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the next time we see them, maybe Wander Franco's up, if they've done a trade for another hitter and hopefully G-Man or someone's healthy. But this is a pile of poop.
So Glaber's going to miss 10 days. Damn. That's a lot of days.
It's a lot of days. Andujar, Wade. Y'all want a chance. Now's the time.
Who are they going to give that opportunity to? You can't put Wade at third for 10 days.
You put Wade at short for half the games, and then you put
Andujar at first.
Urshela there like three games.
Interesting. And Hicks is out again. Now he's dealing with left wrist discomfort. But he was out game one for his ankle.
Well, he got hit by a pitch in the shin, right?
That's why they said he was out game one. Right. And I'm wondering if that was just a cover up now and it's actually been this wrist.
Wrist thing.
Which has been hurting him for the last couple of days, they say. Interesting. All right. Well, whatever.
That's baseball, baby. We're in it.
This game is candy. I don't care. The only thing I want is I want Tyone to feel good.
Odor coming back soon, so that's the good news.
Let's save this for the episode tonight.
Where'd you see the 10 days thing? Because the chat is saying COVID IL doesn't have a day's limit on it.
If he tests positive, it's 10-day quarantine. And I think Glaber tested positive. I think. What we heard and kind of what's... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you get test positive, 10 days quarantine. Like that Nevins, they're all stuck in Tampa.
Right.
And they found out 20 minutes after leaving and 20 minutes before, so they're pissed because they could have just been at their homes. Yeah.
Just so dumb. You can't escort them to their homes.
Quarantine's quarantine.
Right. But you can quarantine areas. You can get into an elevator, quarantine it. Get into a quarantined car.
And drive all the way up to New York? I don't know.
We'll see.
Hours.
We'll see. We'll talk about it on Talking Yanks after this.
After this. Do you have a what to watch for? Mine's defense on the left side. And not making Tyone throw extra bullets or anything. I mean, first batter of the game last start, Clint dropped that ball. And he had a pitch extra in that inning. Now he's got a very bizarre defensive lineup behind him. So I hope they don't make Tyone throw a big inning because there's an error or there's just a weird play. Like, let's
putting that in our rear view. Those are the old Yanks.
If there's an error made, like, let's all pick each other up about it. And so that's what I'm watching out for. It's like the only thing I care about right now. Like, this lineup, if this lineup doesn't hit, I don't care at all.
Right.
It's not going to change my feelings on the series or the state of the Yankees.
Sure.
Because this lineup isn't great. But if Tyone has a stinker or Tyone...
Oh, Jim.
Or Tyone gets let down by the D, then I'm going to feel bad.
That doesn't make you feel bad about Tyone. I mean, that's... You look at this lineup and you say, okay, we won the series. Let's get the hell out of here. We're raising, baby. We're raising Canes. Almost 500 franchises now. So...
How many have you been to?
I've been to a couple. I mean, obviously more popular in the South, started at LSU. He's an LSU grad. He submitted it. They did like a final business class submission thing, whatever it is. He got the lowest grade in the class. His like business model for raising Canes. And then he did it.
Well, school is nonsense.
Bingo.
You and I,
Saxon Inc.,
are two dumb people.
Big time.
And we own a very successful company. So, hey, if you think school measures success, it doesn't.
I asked Zach if he had any ink. He said no. He was always worried about, like, job stuff.
Mm.
And I was like, Zach.
You getting inked up now?
Well, Jake has given me a few ideas.
Haven't, Media
haven't
tat?
Settled on one yet. Yeah. No, first thing I will get will be for the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think someone has a John Boy Media tattoo out there? They tweeted at us and we just missed it?
Maybe.
I think we would have saw that.
My grandma?
I think we would have really seen that.
Do you, I don't know what she does in her spare time.
Yeah. Do old people get tattoos? Who's the oldest person to get a tattoo?
My grandparents had tattoos.
No, but when did they get them?
I'm saying...
Oh, when they got
like,
it has to be a bucket list item.
And
it has to be a deathbed. There's been deathbed tattoos.
Like in a 103-year-old woman in Sweden is the oldest person to ever get a tattoo. Like, that's what I want to know.
I don't know that.
I mean, we have the internet.
Yeah, 103-year-old woman crossed an item off her bucket list to get a tattoo. She got frog.
Come on.
Yeah, look at this. 103. She got frog.
Sure did.
103-year-old. So there, I think that's your answer. Tough to beat that.
In the Philippines.
What's your what to watch for?
Just outraising the Rays. I mean, you know, Gerrit Cole on the bump last night. I predicted a no-hitter. He threw one. They're just fake baseball stadium got in the way. And, you know, okay, hits the thing on the trop. Gerrit Cole gives up a double on a fly ball out. And you're like, okay, so we're back in the shit. COVID. No, these are the new Yanks, Jim. We're fielding. We're striking guys out. These Rays stink. Stunk. So I'm looking for what's going to be the, like you mentioned, Zunino was the twist of the knife. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going to be that moment? Like, what's going to be the, you know, is it Judge throwing someone out going for a double? Is it the Rays finally have the catwalk work against them for the first time ever?
Dude, it's stupid Rays fans, whenever you tell them the trap, so catwalk doesn't even happen that much. What are you talking about? The Yanks play there sparingly, and I've seen a lot of catwalk shots.
And then too much, my opinion, would be one.
Yeah.
One plus. And I've seen that. So, yeah, I'm looking to see how the Yankees twist the knife. It could be, and Jim, maybe this will lead us into the pitching path to victory. Following Taillon, the Yanks might just go full Rays slog on them because the Yankees, the only guy who's out tonight is Chapman. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go like Taillon to Litke to Sessa to Peralta to Wilson to Chad for the save. Like, I think they Rays today. Here's our lineup. We shouldn't beat you. We probably will. And look what's coming out of the pen.
That's what we thought they may do game one. We were like, it's an option that they just go use five relievers in four innings. I think that is the plan tonight. If Taillon goes six and you just need three and it is another 2-0 game, which it very may, I don't think the Yankees are going to smoke them today. It very much may be. Then I do think the path to victory is involves Chad as getting the nine.
Right.
And even maybe, and then Litke getting the eight and Sessa involved as well.
Yes, I have Taillon's pitch count getting racked up a little bit from the strikeouts.
Okay.
So it's five flat.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And they go from him, and maybe there's a lane there, and it's either Litke or Wandy. I mean, it's five flat, but it's like 10 Ks, three hits. You know, it's a really nice outing. And then, yeah, they just go back and forth, lefty-righty, lefty-righty. Peralta, Sessa, Litke, Chad, something like that. Justin Wilson maybe gets an inning.
Litke, Peralta, Chad. That's what I have.
Okay.
It's going to get funky. Maybe Wilson if it is a 4-0 Wilson. You know what I think would be the moment that you're talking about?
Sure.
Rich Hill's been good. His last couple starts, he's pitched really well. Six innings pitched, zero earned runs, only two hits against Oakland in his last start. And
he had a good three-inning outing before that.
So he's beat Oakland twice in nice starts. Those are the two nice starts.
With this Houston sandwich.
With this lineup and you having the Rays saying, like, what the hell is this? I think the thing that would, like, twist the knife is if you just go DJ Single, Stanton Homer, or DJ Single, DJ Single, Stanton Walk, Judge Homer, and it's like, you didn't even get to see that part of the lineup.
We weren't going to score three anyways. Yeah. Okay, I like that. That'd be cool.
It doesn't even need to be first inning. It doesn't even be first inning. It's just like, those three guys still gotcha. Or the ump just totally doesn't give him a call.
Can I have you answer a question?
Oh, shit. Kevin Cash is going to get premonition.
Tossed?
Because they're playing so bad.
Yeah.
And if they, like...
It's the only answer.
If they get a weird break or just a bad call... I think it might be a Kevin Cash ejection night. Yeah. Who's behind the dish?
Frog Frogerson. Jim, Connor McGee in the chat didn't ask a question, but he did.
What'd he say?
He said, I want to see Wandy tonight for some reason. And just tell him why.
Wandy.
He's the best to ever do it.
He's a hero.
He's a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Everyone wants to see their heroes.
Never meet your heroes, kids.
Never meet your heroes. Who's your hero, Zach? It's a heavy question.
My parents.
Okay, good. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
No, that's a real good answer by Zach.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your hero?
My dad.
No mom.
Ooh. Hmm?
No mom.
She's my heroine. I grew up in a very divided family.
Arm or superhero?
Huh?
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft.
Oh boy. What happened yesterday in the Homer draft?
What happened yesterday in the Homer draft?
No one got anyone?
No. I mean, it's kind of what's been hidden by how bad the Rays are. Yankees offense hasn't been doing much.
No, you know? No, even against the Nats, but they've been winning.
Because they're pitching and timely hitting.
I'm going to take Gary with my first pick. Well, No, I'm going to take Gary with my first pick.
Official.
Yep, that's locked.
Okay.
That's locked.
It's a good pick,
I think,
man.
Doug Eddings. It goes the first base umpire becomes the home plate umpire, right?
Third?
Because Plouf said if he got got in a fight with the umpire, home, then he would chat with him the next day.
Yeah, and they'd smooth it out.
Yeah.
You know what Doug Eddings hates?
Bugs in his soup.
No. Everyone always... They think he likes the song, "What a Beautiful Wedding." They say, "Beautiful Doug Eddings." And he's like, "Guys, stop. It's not going to get you the call."
Yeah.
No. How'd you feel about the umpire perfect game?
Near perfect game. John Lipka.
Lipka.
Just proud of him.
Yeah.
I found that, I don't know, it's a breakdown you're referencing, but I found that report that he was the best umpire in 2018, his rookie season.
Yeah. Kid's good.
Never heard of him.
You're taking Gary Sanchez, right?
Yep.
Okay. I've taken Clint, DJ, Judge, and Stantone. I have the two middle picks in the draft. I will take Gio the God Urshela, and I will take his countermate on the left side, Miguel Andujar.
Wow. You think he's going to hit one in the air?
Lift that.
Strong shot.
Yeah, I'm picturing Andujar's homer tonight over that, like, short little wienerhead Rays fence they have in left. Like, literally, they just ran out of money to finish the fence. Put that in the premonition, I guess.
Okay.
Come on.
Who's your second pick?
Took both of them. Shell and Andujar.
Oh, I forgot.
The buddy thing.
I thought you were joking about the Andujar. I was giving you an out.
What was that?
I was giving you an out.
You thought I was joking about my Andujar pick and premonition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. I'm taking Judge in the second pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary and Judge. Back in 2017.
Who's got good numbers off of Rich Hill?
DJ LeMahieu is 5 for 15. Giancarlo is 1 for 6. Guardy is 2 for 5. Nobody else has a hit.
Tyler Wade, 1 for 2. So
now I'm mad.
Now you're upset.
How good was his bunt? Or what was his hit?
Against Rich Hill?
Yeah.
Single to shortstop.
Yeah.
Shortstop to second base. It looks like a fielder's choice that someone beat out.
That we beat out. Do you see how excited Sterling was for...
It was this year.
Do you see how excited Sterling was for Tyler Wade's infield single yesterday?
No. What did he say?
Oh, it's pretty good. You go John Sterling calls.
It's a good account.
Yeah, it is a good account. Follow, subscribe.
Jay rate. Sterling calls. So he was... I mean, I heard he hates the trop. So I heard that he hates the Trop. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
0-2 is grounded to short. The throw to first base is not in time. That's what I'm talking about. He just hit a slow ground ball, and Adames had to move toward third to get the ground ball. You knew he was going to beat it out, and that's what Wade should be doing. Bunting and hitting the ball to the left side just like that.
I've been screaming it for 2 years, but it just I do understand that, like, Wade, it probably sucks because he's like, but I want to hit doubles and homers, and everyone his whole life. Like, but then in the, you know, every stage of baseball, there was people that readily accepted, oh, I'll just do this.
Yeah, no, like the way he should be thinking about it is like, I'll do this and then I'll mix in some doubles and some homers.
Yeah.
Because,
How many hits does Wade have in the season now?
3.
Really? So one of his 3 hits is off Rich Hill?
I believe so, if my memory serves me correctly.
Well, shit. I mean, how is he not in there?
We're messing with him.
Here's his hit against Rich Hill. Let's see what it looks
bad
like.
Bad boy.
For those
air miscue by the Yankees and then pouring on a couple of runs.
This went by the mound. Who's going to get it? Nobody in an opportunity to make a play.
Hit a little harder than we thought.
Yeah, threw his bat at it.
But it was between a shift, so.
So when they eventually bring Wade in for defense.
Yes. There you go. You got it.
Watch him just. Rich Hill will still be in the game.
They get
it's
going to
be 2-0 off the Judge homer. And then,
Andujar gets 2 at-bats.
Yeah, real good way to get Andujar hot. And give you 2 at-bats.
To be nice, man.
Sweat while you play third, and then we're going to put Wade in. Okay, thanks, coach. I'll go get him.
Better than the minors.
Did I make a second pick? Yep.
Aaron
Judge. Zach, whose pick do you like better? I have Gary and Judge. He has Gio and Andujar.
I feel like Jimmy kind of played the game here.
Yeah.
That's Gary and Judge.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Gary's catching today. A little. I thought Higgy was going to be catching.
Yeah, they're kind of doing the every other. They kind of haven't given Tyone the keys to the car yet. Like, who's the Yankees probable starters? Is Kluber after Tyone? Or is it Herman? Yeah, so Kluber's tomorrow, so they didn't want to go Higgy 3 straight.
Ah. Where are they playing tomorrow?
Baltimore.
It's a night game?
It's a night game.
Why is it a 7 o'clock getaway game?
I don't know. It's
bullshit. Over under, I mean, it's gonna be just 7.5. They don't even care about the pitchers, just like no one's hitting.
Yeah, they might leave it at 8 because these pitchers aren't supposed to be great, but they haven't actually, Vegas hasn't actually seen the Rays with their eyeballs.
So I'm gonna guess they say 8, but if it's 8, I'm hammering the under. 8 flat. I'm taking the under.
It's the under. Tis the under.
Tis the under. We'll take the under. So my premonition was that Kevin Cash gets ejected. I was trying to find out. This ump doesn't eject a lot of people.
Mm.
And Kevin Cash has not been ejected yet this season.
Mm.
He got ejected twice last season by Chad Fairchild and Todd Tickener. Tickener.
Angry.
Oh, anger guy. Yeah.
Angry Todd Tick.
Tell me something good.
Mm.
You sticking with your Andujar promo?
Were all of Tyler Wade's hits off the first pitch, or am I misreading that?
Count 2-2.
Oh, okay. I was just reading the pitches.
2-1.
That's
1.
The quantity of pitches in the
video, the
play.
Sequence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jameson Taillon has faced the Rays only once before in his career, tossing 6 1/3 scoreless innings on June 29th for Pittsburgh. Premonition, no, Andujar, I think I said it, Andujar homer over the weird little Rays left field that they should have just had a wall.
Who's their bench today? Hicks, but he's like out with wrist stuff.
Hicks, Higgy,
Voit.
Voit and Wade.
Hicks, Higgy, Voit, and Wade. See if there's any more ejections. Boone was not happy last night.
It's a quick one.
He is not happy with Clint.
I know, but it was a quick one.
Oh. The ump shouldn't have ejected Clint.
Yes.
And Boone should have been mad at the ump.
Yeah.
But
I wanted you to clarify that.
But he was mad at Clint instead.
Yeah.
Because I think they were like, hey, Glaber's out. Right. And we may be losing more players.
Yeah.
So no one get ejected tonight. And even though Clint didn't like seemingly say anything at all.
Yeah.
But it was a strike, so whatever.
Yeah, good. I think he was mad. Wasn't there a pitch before that that was a really bad call?
No.
It's like an inch and a half off the plate. Oh, I saw that somewhere.
It was outside, but he was given the outside the whole time. But it was not right. Like blatant. Yarby, man. That funk.
Yeah.
He's fun. All right, there you go.
And with that umpire last night, him and Cole were just a race to one. That's literally what it was.
Go the Yankees, go the Yankees, win the game and play the best. Have some fun and hit the balls and toss the balls and beat the Rays.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.